Hey, happy motherfucking Tuesday. Listen, bitch, it's Brandon Lynette, your host of Listen, Bitch. So I think today we're going to talk about relationships. I've kind of been dropping hints. I had some great conversations at the bar the other night. I met this really awesome duo. I'm going to call them a duo because they weren't a couple. Okay. And I'll get more into that a little bit when we start talking about relationships. But I do want to cover a little bit of housekeeping. I want this to be a listener-fueled experience. Some of you guys, you have no idea. My heart is full. Thank you for being active in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. If you're not in there, make sure I can add you. I've got some amazing people. Shantae, I'm sending out your shit tomorrow. She got the Listen Bitch notebook and pen. I'm gonna order some more swag because of the thing she thought she was. Anyway, I want you to share this. I want you to share the fuck of it. I'm not gonna monetize this. I'm not gonna add commercials. But as my husband said, someone else said on a podcast, I think it was Andy Frisella, because I know he listens to him. I think that's who he was talking about. Nothing is free. This isn't free. It does cost you a little bit. It costs you sharing this. Like, share it on your Facebook page, share it on your Instagram, share it with your friends. Fucking ask me to send you some business cards that you can hand out. I will. Hands down, I've got a card in here with your name on it. I'll throw some cards in there so that people can sign up and start subscribing because I feel like this is a big deal. It's a big deal. So listen, bitch, we're gonna cover a little bit of housekeeping stuff. So I asked the question of like, what was your biggest struggle last week? And so we'll just go with Shantae, the beautiful woman who got the yo, bug, you can't be in here right now. Go watch on the couch, baby. This girl just threw her hands up at me because I told her she had to leave the room. But anyway, she said, containing the words that come out of my mouth when people ask you to be honest. And she felt like that was her struggle. And this is my thing. Like, listen, bitch, you do not have to be hateful when you're being honest. You just have to understand your audience, right? Like, is this person really wanting to be honest, or are they wanting me to tell them something that they want to hear? And sometimes we really have to ask that. Like, do you really want the truth, or are you looking for some sort of self consolation? Like, are you looking to be fulfilled in your own way? Because the truth is, if people aren't ready for it, the truth hurts, right? And we know that with our own journey. Like, personally, the truth fucking hurts if we're not ready for it. Lydia said family issues, trying to balance being a caregiver, full-time worker, and me time. this is something I definitely can relate to. And the truth is, I have my moments where I'm like, all right, I'm done. Like, I tell the kids clearly, you cannot come into this room. I'm done. I'm done hearing mom. I'm done with all of it. And that's part of like what bartending has been for me, is just that escape and that release. And then by the time I'm really sick of peopling in the public world, I get to come home. So it's just about balance. It's about setting your boundaries. I never say yes to something that doesn't fulfill me wholly. Like something when I start feeling like, man, you're obligated. You have to jump on the Zoom call, B. I tell myself that and it doesn't feel good. I'm like, nope, you sure the fuck don't. And I don't offer anyone an explanation. I'm even consistently telling my teams, you don't have to apologize. Like, don't apologize. If you didn't show up, who, that's fucking it. You didn't show up. If you want to, you will. And if you don't, you won't. That's it. That's it. Life happens. And I get it. Priorities are a thing. Focus was another issue this week. And I feel like we focus on what we have prioritized, right? It's just a matter of setting yourself down and fully holding yourself accountable for the things that are important and the things that aren't. If it's important, you're going to do it, and that's it. Another one, I mean, Holly's talking about internet speed. Listen, bitch, I cannot tell you. This is just something that we have grown accustomed to. Like, I used to go live all the time. My internet got really, really bad, and I just don't. I don't go live anymore. The frustration overwhelms me. At least now when I'm recording podcasts, I don't need the internet. I don't need the internet. I just need a little window of Wi-Fi to be able to upload the podcast. But I don't depend on the internet anymore. Like, it was making me go gray. So I just had to release all the things. I mean, I had a really important class I had to teach. And it's a class where I charge $5,000 just to get into it. And my Wi-Fi wasn't working. Everything went out. I think we were out of Wi-Fi for 2 days, and I called Comcast. I'm like, you have to refund me some of this money and then some, because literally, if we don't pay our Comcast bill, bitch, your shit's getting turned off, right? But at the same time, if they don't give us the internet, they're still charging us. That wasn't fair. But Comcast ended up, you know, giving me some money back on my bill and all the things. So they worked it out. But we're still hoping for like some serious internet. I mean, it doesn't make sense that we don't have like the underground, you know, serious cables. I forget what they call them. But we just have, I swear to God, it feels like dial up sometimes. Even my husband upstairs, he's got, you know, I have the modem in my office. I struggle. He's upstairs on the Xbox. He struggles like even worse than I do. So it's just bullshit. But that was the housekeeping. I know you guys said too that you're looking for some affirmations so we can get back into that. I think I need to do that as an added extra. So maybe like Fridays or something, or maybe Saturdays, I'll just record something that isn't necessarily something I have to do all the time. Like, I've committed to you guys, I'll be here Monday through Friday. Hands down, I'm not going to miss an episode, but Saturday and Sunday, I don't commit to. That way I have some freedom with my schedule to be with my family, to just relax and to really not give a fuck and to not have to think of what I need to say and all the things. So I guess maybe on those days where I'm just like, oh, I do want to talk about this, I do want to share this, then I can throw some affirmations in there. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about releasing trauma stored in your body. This is a big fucking deal. I love that Lydia brought this up. It's literally, before I read this, I'm having a conversation with my husband tonight. I know I've said it before, but like, he's my favorite person to talk to. Like, we can talk about anything and everything. Like, he's literally my best friend. It's stupid. He doesn't see himself through my eyes though, because I'm always like, get on my podcast, come to my podcast, let's do a live video. I'm always trying to drag him into my shit, and he's like, nope. But the thing is, you guys, like, I am in the people business. I have conversations with people every fucking day, and I'm looking for magic, right? I just want magic. I want to see someone with a spark. I want to see someone that I know I could talk to and love the conversation and never get bored and know that it will challenge me. And literally, it does challenge me. Like, his shit pushes me to think outside of my comfort zone in a lot of ways, because he listens to some crazy ass shit. Like, he's the podcast king when it comes to listening to podcasts. Like, there is no one that compares to him. Like, it's his thing. That's what he does at work for 10 hours a day. He is a podcast junkie. So he listens to these people having conversations. He brings them to me. We have great conversation. I'm like, let's share this. Like, let's talk about it. And especially today, because we're talking about relationships, I think we have a lot to offer. And I'm not saying this in any way of like, oh my God, our relationship is perfect, we're amazing, we're magical. Like, honest to God, if he served me with divorce papers tomorrow, I'd be like, all right, dude, I get it. It would not be a shock or surprise. And I don't wake up every day thinking like, oh my God, this is the end. It's not anything like that. It's just, I get that people change, people choose, people do the things. I really never, ever in my life got married thinking I would be divorced. And it came twice now. So third time isn't really going to freak me out. So I don't want you guys to ever think that I have some kind of magical secret to the way relationships work. I just know I have chosen like my spirit animal, right? Like, I know this is the guy that I could talk to forever. I know this is a lot of things that I want to do with him forever. But I thought it would be so much fun for us to be able to show that example of, you should be able to have conversations with your spouse. And it's not that he always agrees with me. Like, we have a lot of topics that we don't agree on. Like, there are things we really, you know, don't see eye to eye, and there's still like a mutual respect. Like, he can see why I believe what I believe, and I can see why he believes what he believes. That's huge. And that's what you should have in any relationship. And part of what I want to talk about today is because this happens with my coaching clients. Like, you know, my husband doesn't support me. He doesn't support me in my business. He thinks I'm wasting my time, all the things. And the truth is, most of the time, he's probably fucking right. I've fallen for the home-based business bullshit where people are going to talk to you about how fast you can get rich and how fast you can make money and how you can do all these things. And you believe it and you think you don't have to do shit for it. It's a big fucking lie. And then once we realize that someone else is lying to us, we start lying to ourselves. We're like, nope, I can do this. I can do it. And the truth is, there are a lot of people that actually do it, but that's because they chose to run a business rather than have an expensive hobby. So the thing is, we kind of prove our way in the game. Like, you have to earn your husband's respect and acknowledgement. That's the truth. You can't just be like, oh my God, this sounds great. It's going to be great. And then sit back and magically think that shit is going to appear for you. You have to work for it. And once you start showing proof in anything you do, I promise your guy's going to support you 1,000%. I mean, we've been through it. Through the times of like, you know, I'm building a business, we're making money, I'm staying home with my, I literally have stayed home for 7 years because of home-based business. Okay. And my husband and I went through a lot. At first, he was not supportive. He was like, fuck that. This is a scam. It's stupid. Then I started making money. He's like, all right, this is cool. And then it feels like we kind of have ebbed and flowed in and out of what we think is cool about the business. Okay. Because I'm succeeding, I'm making money, but emotionally I was getting burnt out and I'm like, this is too much. It's tiring. I fucking quit. And where I wanted to quit were the times that he believed in me the most. He's like, babe, just keep going. You've got this, right? And then we come back to this point where he's like, well, you're putting a lot into this and I'm not seeing a lot back. You should quit. And then that fires me up and I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to keep going. I mean, literally, you guys, this is how this podcast was born. Okay. I am sitting at the top of my stairs in tears on the phone with him, just hating fucking life. We had just got our faces scammed off. A lot of dreams went down the toilet. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired. It's too much. Like, energetically, I could not keep up with the momentum of healing it would take to like cover my whole entire life and still do the things. I wasn't having a good time. This was at the same time, like I had the mental breakdown and I'm like, I have to get out of this house. I have to find a bartending job. He was like, fuck that. You're moving backwards. Like, we were just not in a good space. Like, we were just like on eggshells, I guess I would say, was just like that point. And not to the point of giving up, because thank God I've been, you know, microdosing, I've been meditating, I haven't been that reactive, like fucking, this is the end of the world, here's the divorce papers. I mean, it's been, I don't know, I think like, I wish he was here. You guys, I wish he was here because he would set me straight on the timeline. I think it's been like 7 years or 6 years before, you know, since we've actually even talked about divorce. Like, and I guess the thing that saved us even from those moments was that we never wanted it at the same time. And I'm telling you, the night we did, I remember it so clearly. I know how our bed was in our bedroom. I know what we had been doing. I know what we'd been talking about. We were just laying there and I wasn't crying. He wasn't crying. I was just like, all right, I'll print the papers tomorrow. And he said, okay. And that was it. I had peace. I was like, fuck it. Like, we've made our choice. You made your choice. I'm making my choice. Let's just print the papers. And then the next morning, everything was different. Like, we didn't agree. He didn't agree. Right. He didn't agree because he was himself. This was like one of those moments where we knew there was something in our relationship that was affecting everything. And that was definitely alcohol. Not, you know, like, he loves to have a glass of wine every night. He can drink beer, but I'm talking like hard alcohol. It turned him into the devil, literally. Like, scary, scary moments, biggest parenting regrets that we both have. And he's not even conscious of this. But some serious things, like, he had to make a choice and I was okay with it. I'm like, if you want to continue drinking alcohol, I release you. I don't hate you. I love you. I know you're going to be here for the babies. Everything works out. Everything works out for me. And that firm belief of everything works out for me kind of held a solid energy for us, because the next day he was like, this is not what I want. It's not what I want. And since that time, he's not had alcohol and it hasn't even been an issue. It's not even like, he's resenting me because I didn't give him an ultimatum. It was just like, it's fine. You just make a choice, right? It wasn't, it's either this or that. It's like, no, I support you. I love you. If that's what you choose, that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I just can't be in the same environment of you in this energy of drinking. So I think that brought us to a whole different perspective because our conversations have changed. Like, we are free to talk about anything. Like, I mean, you guys, I am so obsessed with our conversations, and he's what inspires me. I do a podcast called Radical Limits with my friend Leo. He's a lot of my inspiration for that. And I'm excited because next Thursday, we are definitely going to talk about lizard people. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I get it. It's fine. You don't have to know. That may not be the podcast for you, but it does exercise my, you know, personal growth, because some of these things make me question my personal beliefs. Like, I believe in God, and I think God is everything, and that is the center of everything that I act on, everything I think on, everything I feel, all the things. He's my energy. He is all the things, right? So when people bring up these weird ass conversations, I freak out and I get defensive, and I'm like, this doesn't fit my God narrative. But the truth is, like, I do believe a little bit of everything. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's true. And I think it's important that we're asking those questions of what's true. So I love my husband for expanding my conversation levels on literally anything. So if you want to know about lizard people, or I think it's the Mel theory. My God, if my husband listens to this and I'm wrong, he's going to be like, you're a dumbass. But I think it's the Mel theory. It's like that, the theory that the earth is hollow. So we're talking about this week. My husband is going to, I'm going to make him share some podcasts so I can do some research on this before I have the conversation. But Radical Limits, it comes out every Thursday at noon. Check it out. It's very different than Listen, Bitch. But getting back to relationships, I want to tell you guys about this amazing duo that I met. At first, I thought they were a couple. Okay. It was this great guy, this beautiful woman. I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute. And then I realized, like, he has a husband and she has a wife, and I was way fucking off. Like, there was no, I called it wrong. And they were just funny, lighthearted, entertaining, down to earth. There's so many things that we laughed about and talked about that I was like, hell yeah, these are my people. Like, they were so funny. And one of those was we were talking about her dad and how she was in the room when he was making out with his new girlfriend. And I think of her as a placeholder. They call her Tam Tam. I'm like, well, it's probably Temp Tam. Okay. Because how she explained it to me is that he lost the love of his life a few years ago. And how I explained it to them, because she was like, he's just reckless. He's kind of a hoe. Right. And it's kind of hard to see our parents in this light when we're grown ass people. I mean, I'm pretty sure she's the same age, if not a little bit older than me. And I couldn't imagine seeing my dad make out with someone. Okay. Like, I will throw up, as we all would. Like, we just don't want to see our parents in that light. I mean, literally, my two little girls freak the fuck out. Right. I've got the 4-year-old, she'll walk by us and she'll be like, kiss, kiss, kiss. And we do. And the 7-year-old is like, just gagging for like 10 minutes. And I imagine that's how we all feel when we think about our parents, you know, in any intimate situation. But the thing is, like, she sees her dad and she sees Tam Tam is not a good fit. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating. But the more we fight against what our parents choose, it's like the same thing if we have kids. The more we're like, I don't like your boyfriend. I don't like your boyfriend. Bitch is going to get up, you know, get knocked up and run away with him. Like, the more we try to pull him away for something, the hold is going to get tighter. They're just like, I can't let go. I can't let go. He's my forever. He's my soulmate. So it's just a matter of supporting people where they are, even if we know it's a train wreck. And in a personal level, I did not get permission from my husband to be able to talk about this. So I'm not going to make it as personal as I would like to, but we know someone that is in the train wreck of a relationship, and it's fucking hard to watch. Like, they're settling, and that's where her dad is at. But I feel like, you know, we see these people that have had a great love and forever chasing that. And I call it chasing the dragon, right? That's what it's called. If you ever, you know, get high on something that you're really addicted to, like if you smoke crack, like you're always chasing the dragon, or you do ecstasy. They call it always chasing the dragon. Neither of those have I experienced, and that's okay. I'm not trying to chase a dragon, but it is just literally trying to catch that high. And when you fall in love with someone and you have this, you know, incredible love experience, you have your soulmate experience, which I think is very possible. I think this is real shit. And I'm not saying that I couldn't choose anyone to be my soulmate, but I know, especially where I am now in my life, I think I could have made any relationship work, right? I know I am the problem in every divorce and every breakup. It was me. I get that. I take responsibility. I get it. But I also know I could have made it work. It wouldn't have been so great. And now I'm in this incredible marriage where we started with all the red flags, you guys. Like, we started just on a whole level of fuckery, okay? But I made some demands to the universe. And when I saw that these demands were being met, I didn't stop there. It wasn't just that I met everything I demanded to meet. Everything I said was non-negotiable. This is what I want. It's that I continue to make these demands and I see that growth in my husband. And I don't make the demands to him. I'm not like, you have to be this, you have to do that. It's that I work on my shit and I level up and I carry the conversation with me. And everywhere I go, he meets me there. Even when he doesn't want to, no matter how long it takes, and I give him that space, I give him the space to do the things. But I want to tell you guys about relationships and what I think is really important, because so many people miss out on this and so many people don't have the awareness and understanding, okay? You have to heal your shit. Like, you have to love yourself to set any level of expectation for any relationship. And when I look at spaces in my relationship that need work, and bitch, it doesn't matter if we're married for 30 years and we work on it every day, there's always going to be a level of growth, okay? So this isn't some opportunity for some douchebag to get in my inbox and be like, you're so unhappy, you have levels of growth, I can be perfect. Like, yeah, my husband's going to be perfect by the time I'm done with him. I just want to make that clear, right? By the time we're from point A to point B, he is perfect because I've grown to the level where I could pull his energy. And I know everywhere I take my energy, he comes. He comes with me. And it's never been a question or an ultimatum or a, you have to do this. I've never had that expectation from him. One of my biggest fears was that if I was successful, how would he feel? Because part of what makes him is that masculine energy of like, he fucking loves to provide for his family. He loves that feeling of knowing he's doing this. I wouldn't take that from him, but there are ways I can support him and ease the burden and the financial stress, which is why I do everything I do, right? He doesn't have the same, what do you call it? Like, he doesn't wake up every day and he's like, what can I work on today? Like, that's not him, okay? He really likes comfort. And I get that because there's a part of me that does too. And that's what keeps me grounded. Okay. He is literally the thing that keeps me connected to earth, because Brandon Lynette would have been off meditating like a fucking monk and just died on a mountain somewhere, because I would never want to come back from that feeling. He is what pulls me back to earth to remind me I need to go put my feet on the grass. I need to stay grounded. I need to stay here. Like, I have a purpose here. He reminds me of that. But I am constantly that person, like, how can I grow? How can I change? And as much as he's against change, he's always been supportive when he's seen the action. And part of what brought this podcast to life, I know I started to tell you guys this earlier, is that I was on the top of the stairs, bawling my eyes out, like, fuck this. Like, the whole world crashed underneath us. And I just wasn't happy. And he's like, what is it going to take for you to get your business out there? Because this was part of our struggle of like, I don't know what to do. The things that I feel like I'm being required to do, I don't like doing. Like, I don't know what to do. I just want to quit. I'm done. I'm done with everything. I give up. I'm going back to bartending, which he thought was a backwards thing. And it has been a blessing because of the networking, okay? Because of the people that I get to meet, where we get to talk about Temp Tam, where we can take a step back and realize that we need to give people the space to grow into their relationships. And even when we see someone settling, it's not like we could tell them, hey, I know you're settling. You're giving up all your shit. Like, this isn't who you are. You could do so much better. Like, we just see someone with a loser and like, there's not much you can do until that person wants to recognize that, hey, maybe I'm with a loser, right? Like, that's kind of how it works. And it's very frustrating. But we're talking about like, what is it going to take for you, Brandon? And I'm like, I don't know, babe. Maybe I need to just get on more podcasts. And he's like, you need to get on more podcasts. And part of my message to the world and something that I preach to clients is that you have to be that which you need, right? If you need a good parent, be a good parent, okay? And that doesn't mean you're going to get the good parent, but you're putting out into the universe the fulfillment that you desire. If you need a good friend, be a good friend. If you need a good business contact, be a good business contact. That's how this works. I needed a podcast. I needed to be on podcasts. So I created a podcast, and who knows where the fuck this is going to go, but it lit my soul on fire. And that's where I'm at. And this is the thing, you guys, I'm not getting paid for this. And I'm taking time out of my life every single day, just energetically even of like, what am I going to talk about today? What do I need to bring out into the world today where I'm focused on being whole in my energy so I could be present for other people? That's a thing that affects my family. And I have his support 100% because he can see the big picture. Like he can see that I'm serious. What he wouldn't see, how he wouldn't be supportive if I said, babe, I want to do a podcast. And then I'm like two or three episodes here and there and I'm not fucking consistent. I don't make this a priority. He's going to be like, fuck that. You're not even being serious. Like this is stupid. It's a stupid idea. He sees me Monday through Friday. I'm showing up. I'm fucking serious. I want to be here. I want to support you. I want to help you grow. I want to help you level up your thinking. I want to help you choose a level of vibration that's going to take you to the level of life where you want to be. You want to make more money? Bitch, let's go. You want to find more joy? Bitch, let's go. You want more peace? Bitch, let's go. We've got it here. It's available to you. And the fact I'm consistent, he knows it's not a hobby. He knows I wasn't fucking around. He knows it's going to be a big deal because I choose. I choose, and then I've got his support. And I can't even tell you guys, like, honestly, I don't think there's anyone in the world that could come to me and be like, your podcast is fucking great. And I hear this, like, I hear it every day. I'm getting the emails. I'm getting the messages. Like, you guys are fucking awesome. I promise I never thought it would be where it is now, like it is now. Never, ever. I mean, just yesterday, I've got 30 people that listen to the podcast. That's a big deal to me. That's fucking, that is huge. But nothing compares to when my husband comes back and says, good job on the podcast today. Like, that's a big deal to me because this is us. This is our foundation. This is what we're creating. And he's in this energetic space with me to know we have something to put out to the world. And it's not him showing up here with his voice. It's not him putting up the time, but he is sacrificing energy and space because it's our conversation. It's a part of Brandon that he's allowing to grow and thrive to be out there. And that's the thing about relationships. You have to give people that freedom to discover who they are, where they need to be, what's going to make them successful. And at the end of the day, we know this is going to be a core foundation for our family. That's it. And I can't say how, bitch, I can't say how, because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to monetize this. I'm not going to make you listen to commercials. I'm just going to ask you every fucking day to share this, share what you get from this, share the value that you get from this, even turn it around and make some money off of it. You could take anything I teach in these episodes, anything I talk about and make it yours. And be able to make money on that. That's a big fucking deal to me. Like I am serving you from the bottom of my fucking heart on a personal level because I'm bringing you into my life. I'm bringing you into the bullshit that's going on. I'm bringing you into the truth. I'm not putting up this fake front of like, oh, we could do this. Let's make $1 million in 3 weeks, right? Like I'm not fucking around with you. This is real life shit that you can take and put into practice and be able to use for a lifetime. It's a rinse and repeat. Everything I say is a rinse and repeat. Everything we can grow through or go through, it's a rinse and repeat. So support your spouse. If you feel like your husband isn't supporting you, then maybe you're not showing up consistently. Maybe you're not really doing the thing. Maybe you're sitting there on Facebook and scrolling for 3 hours talking about, oh, I'm doing all this work, but really you're not. But you're not. In that 3 hours you spent scrolling or watching TikTok videos, you could have messaged 15, 20 people about your business. Could have done it. Where would you be if you messaged 10 to 15 people every fucking day in your business? Where would you be in a year? I'm asking. You're worried about looking at what other people are doing or how they're thriving, or maybe you're judging them. Maybe you're like, fuck this. She's making $100,000 a month, I'm going to go look at her profile and tear her life apart. Instead of like, man, what if I could ask yourself, what if I could make $100,000 a month? What would I be doing? And ask yourself, what the fuck would you be doing? What are your habits? What are the habits it's going to take to support a really great life? Stop looking at other people and judging them. Take responsibility for your actions. Are you really dedicated to the dream you're talking about? You can't expect someone to support you if you're not even supporting yourself. That's it. If you are not showing yourself the love, you can never love someone else in a relationship. It really does take serious, solid self-love. And that's part of the reason I have the space to be able to give my husband the space and room to grow. There are parts of him that he can heal. And trust me, like, that does not come from a place of judgment of like, I'm healed, I'm perfect, I'm above him. Fuck no, I'm in the motherfucking trenches. Like, there is shit about me that I need to heal and grow through just the same. But part of the growth that I've gone through has given me the vision to be able to look back and think, man, this part of our relationship where I feel like I'm not getting my needs met, I can see it's because his energy is not healed. Like, he cannot fulfill me in this area of his life until he deals with his shit. And I can see that. And it's not a pressure thing. It's, I know he'll get there. I've watched the growth he's gone through, and I'm sure he sees things in me that I need to grow through, right? That's the part of a relationship where we can honor and respect that someone has to get there on their own. It's not because we give them an ultimatum. It's not because we're saying, hey, you're not perfect, I'm done. It's a matter of really choosing who do you want to put the work in with. And you have to remember, like, why the fuck are you with this person in the first place? Like, you chose them for a reason, right? I had this client talking about, oh my God, he's an alcoholic, I can't take it anymore. Bitch, I know you guys were drinking from the beginning. I was there. I saw you. You all of a sudden decide to change your life and think that he should be right there with you. It doesn't always happen like that. It's a matter of saying you want to make the change. And I promise, every time I've leveled up my energy, Benjamin has been there every fucking time. I never have to look back and think, God, is he ever going to catch up? Right? It's just a matter of where am I healing and where do I need him to meet me at? And it's just my energy that changes the room. Women are fucking powerful. Can you start owning your shit? Start owning your shit. I mean, we can literally bring a spirit into this dimension. Whatever it is you believe, we have the power as women to bring life into this planet. That's fucking huge. I don't know anything cooler than that, stronger than that, more beautiful than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking huge. And maybe you're not a mom, but you were born to be one. And maybe it didn't work out for you. You've still got the potential, the power, that energy, that powerful, just fucking feminine, divine beauty. That is you. And you get to set the standard for the home. You've heard happy wife, happy life. And that's the truth. But it's not a matter of waiting for someone to make us happy. I could never, Benjamin would never make me happy. If I just kicked back and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker needs to make me happy. Oh my God, I would die. I would die. He would never know. We are two different people. I'm girly girl, girly. I want to spend my time in Ulta. Speaking of Ulta, I made a mean haul tonight and I'm very excited. We've got a new makeup palette to talk about. I'm going to try some dry bar, dry shampoo. Just, it's whatever. He rolled his eyes at all of it. But that's my point. Like, that shit makes me happy. I'm like, oh my God, Ulta, right? And he wants to go into fucking Harbor Freight and he wants to go look at motorcycle parts and he wants to do the thing. Like, no, bitch, my motorcycles look beautiful. They're fine as they are. We don't need to do anything. I love them. It's great. Let's go find some dresses and some heels. And he's like, fucking, you know, let's go shoot guns. Like, I get it. I get it. I cannot depend on him to make me happy. I choose the things that make me happy. You have to do the same thing. You have to stop depending on someone else to make you happy. You have to nurture your body, take care of it, your soul, your heart. My mind. I have to nurture those things. That's what makes me happy. I chose leaving the house to get a job bartending. That makes me happy. And no matter how much my husband fought it, he was so against this. I've used it to our benefit where I can show him that this is good for us. Not only am I happier getting away from the kids three nights a week, I love my babies, you guys, but I need a break. I need a break. And I'm not talking about like the kind of break where I'm traveling and leaving them here. I didn't like that. I don't like it. Like the baby's only 4. I don't like that. I didn't like leaving Zayden when she was little, and I'm not going to leave Bug. You know what I mean? Like I like to come home and crawl into bed with them. So this is where I needed to be. And it's a season. Someday I'm going to get to travel and do all the speaking engagements, do all the overnight trips. And I look forward to it. But right now I'm happy in my season. Like I'm choosing the things that make me happy. And part of that, it is definitely a contagious energy for my husband, right? Like he sees that. He sees I'm happy. And instead of resenting me for it, he knows he has to work his own way to that. Like I can't make him happy. I can't wave a magic wand and be like, here, bitch, you're happy. Right? Like I can do things that I know he has fun with. I can do all the things, but that doesn't mean he's going to be happy. He has to choose that for himself and he has to find his own way there. I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible for his happiness. And you are not responsible for your spouse's happiness. You understand? They are not responsible for your happiness. And sometimes people are in our lives for that temporary situation of like just a placeholder, right? I feel like we get this one incredible love story. And anything after that, we're just trying to chase that feeling, that feeling of comfort and security and just passionate love. I'm telling you now, if you have that in any kind of way, if you love the person you're with, if you love the conversations, if you know that everything that brought you together is all the reason you need to stay together, then fight for that. Fight for that. Life is too short. Don't stay in a dead-end relationship where you can't talk, you can't be yourself, your relationship is dead all the way around. It's not worth it. And that's the thing that got me out of the house with 4 kids, divorced, and into the arms of my husband is that I didn't want to negotiate anymore on who I was. And that was a non-negotiable with my husband. I get to be who I am. And if he can't support that, we're done. There's never been a point where he doesn't support that. In fact, he actually pushes me to be more of me. That's a very rare thing these days. It's fucking rare. I mean, I'm in my 40s. I've been divorced twice. It's rare. It is a rare thing. I appreciate it. I appreciate it with everything. I show that gratitude. And I want you guys to understand it's possible and it's not fucking perfect. We are messy. We are messy. We're messy. Like I said, if I wake up tomorrow and he's like, babe, here's some divorce papers, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I'm so shocked. Going to be like, all right, you chose. You chose because this is where we are. I never make it a secret of who I am or where I want to go or who I want to be. And he doesn't either. Even if he drags his feet getting there, it's just a matter of me showing that patience and support. So I get it. Your loved ones might be in a fucked up relationship. That's okay. Support them anyway. Maybe it's a placeholder. Maybe it's a temp Tammy. We get that. Love and support them where they are. And if you know without a doubt that they're never going to find the love they had, then maybe it's time that we just accept temp Tammy for Tam Tam, let her stick around no matter how much it grosses us out or how much we know that they shouldn't be together. You never know what part they're playing behind closed doors. And that's the truth. Like behind closed doors, you don't fucking know. You have no idea how many times have you seen someone announce they're getting divorced and you're like, what the fuck? Never, never did I think they would go through that. Or you find out someone cheated on someone. I never thought he would have cheated on her. My husband the other day, we ran into some friends. And I know from the ex-wife, I know who cheated first. Okay. And he was like, he would never cheat on his wife. Well, bitch, he cheated. He cheated. This is where they are. He fucked up. And it was just a matter of disbelief. I never want you to just look at people in disbelief of like, oh my God, I thought they were perfect. No relationship is perfect. You have to choose to do the work. And it's every day waking up and making the choice. And I think the thing that has blessed my husband and I the most is that never have we ever woken up on the same day and wanted a divorce. And the same night we fell asleep wanting one, we woke up the next day and he changed his mind. He was like, eh, this isn't what I want. And here we are, 7 years later, I think. And I love that. So it's just a matter of communication, too. Like, guys cannot read your mind. It's not going to happen. No matter how much you think they can, they won't. So every time I see a post where someone is like posting this stupid meme of like, if I have to tell him, I don't want it. Right? Bitch, no one is a mind reader. Like, no one's a mind reader. I've changed so much. Even my, you know, love language. I think that's a really important book. If you haven't gone through the love languages, do it. Go through it. See what your love language is. I'm words of affirmation. And sometimes I'm that. And when he's giving me words of affirmation, I'm suddenly like a person of touch. Like, my shit changes. I'm a fucking chameleon. My mood is insane. My energy is insane. I can't expect him to keep up with that and know every single day. So it's just a matter of communication. Like, you know what? This is what I need from you. I need this. And every time I've communicated my needs, they are met. And that's the important part of a relationship. I don't expect him to read my mind. And when I do, I'm fucking miserable. I'm miserable. I'm not sitting around thinking, man, I hope he surprises me with this big, elaborate thing on Mother's Day. If I want that bitch, I'm going to do it for myself, because I promise you that man is not going to wake up and think I'm going to do something elaborate. That's just not going to happen. And that's okay. It's okay. So start thinking about the things that you love about your spouse. It's going to change the dynamic of your relationship. It's going to change your perspective of the relationship. And I want you to ask yourself, am I getting pissed at him for him not loving me? Or am I really just mad because I'm not loving myself? I'm going to say that again one more time. Am I mad at him for not loving me? Or am I really mad at me for not loving myself? No one can love you more than you love yourself. That's it. No one can love you more than you love yourself. You are setting the standard. So if someone's not loving you enough, I want you to realize, bitch, it's you. It's you not loving you enough. And that's why you're so bothered about what your spouse does or doesn't do, because you won't face your shit and be like, bitch, I need to do this for myself. Because at the end of the day, you have to do this for yourself. I know it's tough. I know it's tough love. I know you're screaming and kicking and all the things. Your ego is like, fuck you, Brandon. Throw me all the middle fingers, and that's fine. Fuck your ego too, because I promise your ego is meant to die. And today might be the day where it needs to chill the fuck out, and you just need to be humble and think, fuck, I'm really not loving myself. How can I expect my husband to love me more than I'm loving myself? And with that, I bid you adieu. I love you, bitch. And let's talk about stored energy in the body tomorrow, okay? It's hump day, Wednesday. We're going to make it through halfway of the week, kind of. Or I'm at least going to help you face the day, okay? So I love you, bitch. Have a great day. And that's it. See you tomorrow.